Let us not grow weary of doing what is right. Let us not grow weary of doing what is right. These words from Paul's letter to the Galatians grabbed me this week because, friends, I am weary. Weary of the pandemic. We may be done with COVID-19, but it is not done with us. Weary of news that is filled with violence and division. Feeling numbed by a series of Supreme Court decisions and statements that seem to be moving us backwards, like losing ground in our work for justice and equity and freedom. Paul says, let us not grow weary in doing good. Don't give up. Whenever we have the opportunity, let us work for the good of all. But how do we do that, my friends, when it feels like so much is stacked up against us and the troubles keep multiplying? I think our scripture readings today give us some clues for how to keep on keeping on. Let's see if this one's gonna work now that we have slides. Of course not. Can you move to the next slide? Okay. Or, you know, we'll just have this one. It's all lovely. First, and so very important, is that we are not in this alone. Jesus sends his disciples out to offer peace and healing and proclaim that the reign of God is near, and he doesn't send them out alone. He sends them out two by two, each with a partner to work with, and all returning to the community that they share with Jesus. They go out to do the work Jesus gives them, and then they come back together to report back, to celebrate their joys and to commiserate on the irritations and sorrows they experienced. Paul also assumes that the work of living as followers of Jesus is done in community, and he gives instructions for living in community. Bear one another's burdens, lift one another up, forgive one another, because next time it might be you who needs to be forgiven. Don't compare yourself with others, but do the work you have been given. And every time you have the chance, work for the benefit of all, starting with the people closest to you in the community of faith. Now, I know that it is possible to believe in Jesus and to not be part of a community of faith. But I really can't imagine how I would continue in the work of serving God and serving my neighbors without this gathering of prayer and song, word and meal to feed and nurture me each week. The community of faith and this congregation of all saints is a gift God gives to encourage and empower us in the work of proclaiming God's reign in the world. Working in community also allows us to do more than any of us could do alone. This week here in Albuquerque, an interfaith group of volunteers, including about 8 or 10 of us from All Saints, will welcome a bus filled with asylum seekers to Albuquerque, provide them with safe shelter, with food and clothing, and then help them as they travel on to their sponsors all around the country. It will take at least as many volunteers as the 50 or so people on the bus. Over 50 people giving a few hours or a lot of hours, but even more, offering respect and dignity and care to a group of people who have been through crisis and struggle and fear to get to this place. Working together in this way, we can make a real difference in people's lives, and I think that's part of the way we keep going in doing these amazing things that we can only do together. The second clue from our gospel reading is this: you are sent to freely offer peace and healing and good news, and you are not in control. That's a hard one for me. You are not in control. Jesus says, I am sending you as lambs in the midst of wolves. Do not take a purse or extra clothes. Stay in the first place that welcomes you and eat what is offered to you. Offer peace and healing, and if the people do not welcome you, move on, shaking the dust off your feet. Wow. Lambs among wolves? That's kind of how I feel, Jesus, and it's not a very comfortable place to be. I'd rather be in control and welcome people to my safe space and have everything go just my way. But the truth is, doing the work that Jesus sends us to do, we are not in control. We are not sent to make people agree with us or to make people do it our way. We actually may have to cross cultural boundaries or break dietary rules or preferences just as those first disciples did. When I was in seminary, I took a class that traveled to Zimbabwe for 3 weeks. And part of our time there involved traveling into rural areas, into the bush, as they would say, to visit Lutheran World Federation development sites. Now, I had certainly been told before I went to Africa what was safe to eat and drink and not to drink the water and get street food and all that kind of thing. But we were out in this small village and we were invited to sit down. And we were served dry roasted goat meat and cups of tang. And we did not say, oh, I'm a vegetarian, and did you use bottled water for that? We received their hospitality, and they sang and laughed and proudly told us about the dam and irrigation system that Lutheran World Federation had helped us build. We came to them offering peace, and as representatives of the church and as students there to learn. But in return, we were most richly blessed as they shared their lives and taught us something priceless about living with joy and dignity. The psalmist writes, "Be joyful in God, all you lands. Be joyful, all the earth. Sing the glory of God's name. Sing the glory of God's praise. Come now and see the works of God. How awesome are God's deeds toward all people." This is the third way that we continue to do good and not grow weary, by living in praise and gratitude for a God who has done for us, reminding ourselves and one another of all our blessings. It may sound a bit trite. This is a fad that the wider culture has caught on to, better living through gratitude. But in this case, I think it's because it works. We are rarely, sometimes, but rarely going to hear something on the news that gives us joy. But those things are all around us if we are paying attention. The mountains, which wear so many moods and colors, the flowers, which grow with the prolific weeds in the wake of our much-needed rain, our family and friends, who call to check in on us and make us laugh. Being reminded by any of a thousand things that God has made this beautiful world and filled it with beautiful, diverse, and fascinating people. Being reminded that God adores you and wishes for you peace and joy and abundant eternal life. These are things that can help us keep going even on the hard days. A few weeks ago, more than 75 young people and adult leaders gathered at Cross of Hope Lutheran Church down the road for a week of day camp with four of the Rainbow Trail counselors. They sang and they laughed at the counselors' silly skits. They ate together and did crafts. They learned about God's boundless grace and love for them and for the world. Now, the adult and youth leaders knew that with over 60 young kids involved, everything would not go as planned. There's a lot of fly by the seat of your pants when working in those situations. And yet, their praise and practicing the joy of God's love led them directly into service for neighbors far away. Together, they assembled about 100 health kits, which are packets of basic hygiene necessities, which will go to Lutheran World Relief this week to be sent around the world to people, to refugees and people in poverty. So how do we keep on keeping on sharing God's love, doing the work of service and advocacy, and caring for this beautiful and messed up world? One day at a time, my friends. Let us not grow weary in doing what is good together, holding it lightly with peace and joy, with gratitude and laughter. Thanks be to God. Amen.